I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ryan.
Well, first we have a Canadian electronic musician making waves up north.
Each year I like to point out the winner of Canada's Polaris Prize, no matter who wins it. That's because, regardless of sales or record label's marketing budget, the award goes to the year's best new album, as determined by a 196-person panel of Canadian music geeks, who, quote, display a wide breadth and depth of knowledge of Canadian music and passion for discovering new albums, end quote. Well, it seems our northern neighbors have figured out how to level the Arts Prize playing field so that David and Goliath each get their fair shot. This year's winner is a David. 24-year-old Louis Celestin, the Haitian-born, Montreal-raised, funky, up-tempo beatmaker known as K-Tronada, bridged the gap between J Dilla and Neo Soul with his debut album 99.9%. It's a collaboration-heavy and genre-agnostic hour of electronica that sometimes features rappers and sometimes doesn't. The Canadians are onto something here.
Oh,
That's Kay Trinata with At All. His debut album, 99.9%, is out now via XL Recordings. Next, we have some loud garage rock from an Austin band.
If you've lived around Oklahoma City a long time, then you probably know that it's rare enough for one of your favorite out-of-town bands to come touring through. Exponentially more so for them to play twice in 6 months. And yet, New Jersey's mighty Titus Andronicus returned tonight to Opolis, the same venue whose roof they peeled off back in March. But this time they're bringing reinforcements. Merge label mates A Giant Dog share tonight's bill, rounding out the most formidable tag team this side of the WWE. They're an unrelenting power pop garage act from Austin, with a flair for the theatrical. Think The Runaways, but with some extra muscle. This is the beer-chugging, sweat-dripping, heart-stopping rock and roll show of the year, Heavyweight Division. You might even wake up the next day with a fresh tattoo and ringing in your ears.
That's A Giant Dog with Sleep When Dead off their third album, Pile, which is out now via Merge Records. They play the Opolis in Norman tonight. Finally, we have a new song that NPR Music calls dark, beautiful, and deep.
It's been a good couple of weeks for elder rock statesmen writing spookier fare. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' dissonant, mournful 16th studio album, Skeleton Tree, hit shelves, followed by a catchier but no more cheery new song from Leonard Cohen. The master's voice is high definition on You Want It Darker. The pockmarks and ruts in his dreary 82-year-old register sound big enough for you to trip and fall into. Backed by a truly unsettling monastic chorus, Cohen sings as if he's facing the specter of death itself. Listen up.
Dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Max magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. Hey, nay, 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 nay. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. We kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker. Hey, nay, 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 nay. I'm ready, my lord.
That's Leonard Cohen with You Want It Darker, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC features murals throughout Oklahoma City, including a mural roadmap. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
I'm M. Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.